Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill, celebrating its 60th anniversary. November 23rd, 1951. Political parties prepare for the 1951 general election. On this day, November 23rd, 1951, the Barbados Advocate reported that 51 candidates were nominated to contest the 24 seats in the forthcoming general election. The Electors Association Party fielded 19 candidates, the Barbados Labour Party 17, the Congress Party 2, and there were 8 independent candidates. December 13th was announced as polling day, and the new session of the legislature was scheduled to begin on December 18th. At the St. Joseph Boys School, 3 candidates, Mr. G.H. Adams, Mr. L.E. Smith, and Mr. W.R. Crawford, were the nominees for the parish of St. Joseph. During the nomination proceedings, several electors spoke in favor of the various candidates. Mr. Adams then told the audience that it was fair to give the Labour Party credit for extending the franchise and stated that, "We have done a lot to pull the masses of Barbados out of the misery in which they have been." He further added that the Labour Party had worked hard to uplift the populace and concluded his speech by encouraging the electors to return Mr. L.E. Smith and himself to the House. Mr. Crawford, the Electors Association candidate, said that he was a fit and proper person to be elected to the House of Assembly, as he had political experience and knew the needs of the parish. He then asked the electors to read his party's manifesto and stressed that while his party promoted free enterprise, the Labour Party was in favor of nationalization. Mr. Crawford then criticized the education system and asserted that it was difficult for children to learn under the present setup. He closed by saying that he was in favor of a deep water harbor, construction of an East Coast road, and would support any measure which would alleviate the sufferings of people. Nominees for the constituency of Bridgetown were Mr. E.D. Motley and Mr. V. Chase of the Electors Party, Mr. A.E.S. Lewis, the Labour Party, and Independents Mr. T.W. Miller and Mr. A.A. Maynard. In the parish of St. James, more than 100 electors assembled at the St. James Combined School to witness the nomination of Mr. J.H. Wilkinson, Mr. E.K. Walcott, and Mr. E.S.A. Holder. 2 candidates were nominated by the Barbados Labour Party for the parish of St. Peter, Mr. F.L. Walcott and Mr. K.N.R. Husbands, last Speaker of the House, while Mr. C.C. Bob Cumberbatch was the candidate for the Electors Association. On this day, November 23, 1951, the Barbados Advocate published the full list of candidates contesting the December 13th election to the General Assembly and reported on the procedural activities which occurred at the various polling stations. Crowds of spectators excitedly thronged venues throughout the country where the nominees extolled their credentials, accomplishments, and itemized their plans to develop Barbados.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.